感谢主还能活着见弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord I'm still alive that, to see brothers and sisters.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为他要领我们在地上经历一切他要我们所经历的，然后就把我们带进神的创造的目的。
Because he is to lead us to experience what he wants us to experience on earth, and then he will lead us into the purpose of God's creation.
我们上一次在第八章里头看到了智慧是谁。
Last time in chapter 8, we saw who wisdom is.
因为在箴言书里面很清楚的就说出前辈的人向后辈的人来诉说怎么好好的做人。
Because in the book of Proverbs, the older generation is teaching the younger generation how to behave.
当然这个领会也没有错。
And of course, this is not a wrong understanding.
但是这一本箴言书跟我们所说的话和一般人对箴言这个词的认识是有距离的。
But the Proverbs, the way it expresses itself is somehow different from how people usually understand it.
圣经里头的箴言书很明显的给我们看到不是人对人说话。
The Proverbs in the Bible very clearly tells us it's not man speaking to man.
那是神对着他的所买赎的众人说话。
But it is God who is speaking to those who he has redeemed.
要让他们知道怎么样我们这些蒙拣选的人可以把神那永远的旨意带出那个结果。
So that we can see how we who are chosen can bring forth the result of God's eternal will.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以上个礼拜我们看到了神很清楚的给我们认定那智慧是什么。
So last week very clearly God pointed out to us who wisdom is.
它不是一个物质。
This is not something.
它不是一种常识。
And he's not some common sense.
他乃是一个实在的人。
But he's actually a person.
但是这一个实在的人跟一般人不一样。
But this actual person is different from an ordinary person.
那介绍就有这个智慧出来的时候。
So when wisdom comes forth,
我想弟兄姊妹都已经能掌握到原来他是创造的主。
And I think Francis has already grabbed hold that he is the creator.
他是赐生命的主。
He is the Lord who gives life.
他是把神的心意完全执行成功的主。
And he is the Lord who completely executes God's will.
他所做成的一切就成了所有拣选主的人的荣耀的享用。
And all that he has done is a glorious appropriation for all those who have chosen the Lord.
那他怎么能做成这个呢？
And how can he accomplish this?
那上一次问了我们就特别提到了他要建造房屋。
And last time at the end, we especially mentioned that he is to build a house.
建造房屋做什么呢？
What is he building the house for?
我要显明神自己所要做的事。
It's in order to manifest what God is about to do.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意第八节 第八章末了的时候，
If you pay attention to the end of chapter 8,
你注意那里 那一句话就是最末了那两节。
Which is the last two verses.
因为寻得我的就寻得生命，也必蒙耶和华的恩惠，得罪我的却害了自己的性命，恨恶我的都喜爱死亡。
For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord, but he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到了神这一位称为智慧的为神做了一个什么事。
We see that through this one who is called wisdom, that he has done something for God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他儿子所做的做成了。
What his son is, has done,
就因着
accomplished.
他的儿子所做成的。
And because of what his son has accomplished,
神就向跟随主的人很清楚的说明神在前面怎么走。
And God is explaining very clearly for those who follow the Lord how they would walk ahead.
因此弟兄姊妹们，你原谅我又回头来说一个很严肃的问题。
So, Francis, forgive me for, once again bring up this very solemn matter.
我们一开头的时候就曾经指出过，神是对着属他的人说话。
At the very beginning, we already pointed out God is speaking to those who belong to him.
神不是对着那些拣选他的人说话。
God is speaking to those who choose him.
而神说话，听神说话的人，那是要被神一步一步的带到一个非常尊贵荣耀的事实里。
So for those who listen to God, step by step, they are to be brought to a very glorious point.
那就是与基督一同作王。
Which is to reign with Christ.
在荣耀神的旨意里面来成全神起初所安排的。
And in God's glorious will to accomplish what he has intended to do in the beginning.
那因此我们从第九章开始。
So beginning from chapter 9,
弟兄姊妹，你就要注意了。
Francis, take note.
神向人说话，那个重点从对个人说话转移到对众子说话。
And we see the focal point of God speaking is changing from the individuals to a corporate body, to many people.
这一个时间上和那个对象听话的对象蛮重要的。
And it is important to, it's very important in terms of the timeline and the objects of these.
这话就是从箴言的第八章三十二节那里开始。
And these words begin in chapter 8:32.
但是怎么说呢？
What does it say?
很简单。
Very simply,
众子啊，现在要听从我，因为谨守我道的，便为有福。
Now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways.
个人和众子
，individuals and the sons.
前面都已经提过好些话
，and we have already spoken some words about it.
但是没有这里这一句话说的那么的严肃。和那么的沉重。
But those words are not as solemn and as heavy as these words are.
那众子啊。
O sons.
现在要听从我。
Now therefore.
因为谨守我道的便为有福。
Now therefore, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways.
那这样你要听神的话。
So you have to listen to God.
你听神说了什么呢？
What did God say?
神说出他现在他所要做的和要做这些事情的目的。
God is saying what he is doing and the purpose of these deeds.
所以一接上第九章就立刻说到智慧 要建造房屋。
So as soon as it comes to chapter 9, it says wisdom has built her house.
那智慧既然是神的儿子，是救赎主，是创造的主，是给生命的主，是领人众进荣耀里去的主。
Since wisdom is the Savior, is the Creator, is the Lord of life, and is the Lord who leads men to life.
他要建造房屋。
And he is to build the house.
那建造房屋做什么呢？
So why is wisdom building her house for?
真言书里面说的并不太多。
And it does not cover too much in the book.
但是响应真言书说这样的话的新约的圣经就很多了。
And there are many scriptures in the New Testament that echoes what is spoken in the book of Proverbs.
我上一次我也轻轻提了一下了，末了的时候。
And last time we briefly mentioned about it at the end.
当主领着门徒经过差不多三年半的时候了。
And after the Lord has led his disciples for about 3.5 years.
他就问门徒说，
he asked,
他们说我是谁啊？
He asked the disciples, who do people say I am?
门徒就反映出来，
and,
不管是哪一个反映出来，都是指出一个相同的事实。
And the disciples, regardless of who they are, they all pointed to one fact.
他是先知。
He is a prophet.
啊，他是要来教导我们。
He is the one who comes to teach us.
你说对不对呢？
And would you say it's right?
你也不说不对。
You cannot say,
你也不能说不对。
You cannot say it's right or wrong.
在某一部分的服事上面，他的确是做了先知的那一份。
For a certain part of his ministry, he actually has fulfilled the part as a prophet.
但是他事实上比先知大多了。
But actually, he's much greater than a prophet.
因为无论哪一个先知，他本身都是人。
Because no matter who it is, a prophet is a man.
现在摆出来的这一位成为智慧的神的儿子。
But this one, that is called the Son of God, the Wisdom.
他可以说是万有的源头。
He is the origin of all.
是生命的赏赐者。
He is the giver of life.
是这样的一位主，现在向人说话。才有建造房屋。
It is such a Lord who is speaking to man and said that he is building his house.
什么事？
What is that about?
他建筑房屋干什么呢？
What is he building the house for?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
原来这个是神永远的旨意里面一个非常非常严肃的一点。
And this is a very solemn point in the eternal purpose of God.
我们清楚地说。
And we can put it very clearly.
智慧要建造房屋。
Wisdom is to build her house.
智慧是神的儿子。
Wisdom is the son of God.
要建造房屋，什么房屋？
It is to build a house, what kind of house it is.
在真言书里头，你也没有看得很清楚。
And it's not very clear in the book of Proverbs.
你只知道有这么一回事。
You only know about this fact.
从普通的话来说，这个智慧又建造房屋。建造房做什么呢？来居住。
And to put it in ordinary words, it says wisdom is building a house to dwell in it.
来显明安息。
To manifest rest.
来把神的永远的旨意摆得更清楚。
And to make it even more clear about the eternal purpose of God.
但是问题就在这里。
But now there comes an issue.
什么人？
Who's this person?
不是一个人，两个人。
Who are these people? It's not one or two people.
是神的种子。
But it is the sons of God.
那引到新约里面来的时候，我们立刻就看见新约和旧约经过真言书的启示的发表。已经给我们看见我们的主要建立教会的这个问题。
So through the book of Proverbs, through his revelation, we can see the Lord is building his church.
那因此我们就可以跟看得更清楚的，从个别的儿子说到众子，那里就起了一个大变化。
So we can see it more clearly that there's a great change between the son and becoming the sons.
说明了神在人中间的工作不是只停留在少数人的身上。
It tells us the work of God among men, it does not just lie on the few.
而是在许多人的身上神做这样的工作。
But it's among many people that God is doing this work.
做这个工作做什么呢？
And what is he doing this work for?
要把它建成房屋。
It's in order to build his house.
详细的我不细说了。
And I won't go into detail.
我想弟兄姊妹心里头已经领会了。
And I think my sisters already understand.
那就是个人到教会的这一个事实显明出来了。
Which is the fact of being manifested from individuals to the church.
我们传福音。
When we spread the gospel.
目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of it?
一般人想。
In general, we think.
救人出死亡。
Is in order to save men from death.
主说
But the Lord said.
对
It is true.
但是不够
But it's not enough.
为什么
Why is that?
神要把这许多人都带回到神的面前，他的目的乃是要借助这许多的人建立一个新的房屋。
And God is to bring many before him, and the purpose is to establish this new house.
是让神所造的人可以得着永远的安息，并且发表神的旨意。
It's in order for the created man to enjoy eternal peace and also to manifest God himself.
因此我们和新约的事情一连接起来看的时候，你非常清楚地看见神的儿子在地上经历过他所走过的路程，他的目的乃是要在地上得着一个教会。
So we can see in the New Testament, after the Son of God has walked on his path on earth, is in order to gain his church.
那教会是什么呢？
So what is the church?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里给我们不太清楚的了解，但是你忘了回，你走到新约那里去留意的，这个事情就非常明白的向我们解开。
And it's not very clear in the book of Proverbs, but when we go to the New Testament, it is opened up to us very clearly.
因为神又得着这个称为教会的。
Because God is to gain this church.
作为他的身体。
To be his body.
那翻过来就说，他要做这一个身体的头。
In other words, he is to be the head of this body.
让这一个身体，我毫无保留的接受这个头的管理、带领和享用。
And so this body, without reservation, received the government and the guidance and the providence of this head.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当主把建造教会的心意一摆出来的时候，
When the Lord lays out his heart of building the church,
就立刻给我们看见神那荣耀的旨意是怎么来完成。
And immediately let us see how God's glorious will be accomplished.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着主自己的经历
Through the Lord's experience
教会是被建立起来的
The church is established
然后就借着各种各样的方法，我们的主向全地的人传福音。
And through different ways our Lord spread the gospel to the people of all the earth.
凡是听见这个福音而来跟随的，感谢主，主就说我要借着我的所作完全的遮盖他们。
For those who have heard the gospel and follow, the Lord said that I would use my deed to cover them.
要完全的接受一个资格。
And they will receive this qualification.
我怎么在神面前做儿子？
That how I am a son before God.
他们也都在神面前做儿子。
They would be in like manner be sons before God.
不同的是一样。
They were different, but now they're
the same. 我们的主是主所生的。
That our Lord is begotten by God.
这是成为种子，成为基督身体的呢，是从泥土接受生命而完成的。
And these sons of God, they received life and they were from dust.
正因为这一个事实。
And because of this fact.
你们原来是泥土吧？
You were originally dust.
你们能做的是什么呢？
What can you do?
你做来做去都是泥土。
Whatever you do, you're still dust. But we thank the Lord.
主把生命给了他们。
The Lord has given them life.
他们就和基督有了一个完全的连接。
And they have a complete union with Christ.
就成了教会。
And they have become the church.
就成了基督的身体。
And they have become the body of Christ.
最末了的时候。
At the very end.
他又进步到一个地步，成为基督的心腹。
They have progressed to a point that they become the bride of Christ.
那这个是神的儿子建造房屋的过程。
This is the process of the Son of God building his house.
好，那你到了十九章。
Now when we come to this chapter.
你到了第九章。
When we come to chapter 9.
我们就要注意到了神怎么把个别人带进这一个属灵的团体里。
And we can see how God is bringing the individuals into this spiritual cooperation.
上次我提到。
The last time I mentioned.
不少弟兄姊妹们就把这个智慧建造房屋这一件事情就作为要活出神的性情来做神的见证。
And many verses consider this wisdom building her house means that we have to live out God's nature.
这个是对的。
This is correct.
不过我说我这次的交通呢，我让弟兄姊妹们多看见一点。
But I said that this time when I share, I'd like verses to look at one more thing.
不只是建造的目的就存在书。教会里
not only the purpose of a building is accomplished at the church, in the church.
更重要的给我们看见基督本身的经历是做成教会这一个大的过程里面所做的是基础。
And more importantly, we need to see that the experience of Christ is the basis of the church experience.
当我们一碰到这个问题的时候
When we come across this issue,
你就看见神这个救赎的计划从什么时候开始
Then you see from what time does God's redemption plan begin?
我常向弟兄姊妹们问这个问题
I often ask brothers and sisters this question
但是不能不问因为不明白这个问题的时候就做了糊涂的基督徒
And I cannot but to ask this question because if you don't know the answer, then you'll be a very foolish Christian.
是基督徒，但是有点糊涂。
You are a Christian, but you're a bit confused.
我是做了好多年的糊涂的基督徒。
And I have been a very foolish Christian for many years.
后来是主的怜悯，从糊涂里头出来，就成为真正是能带着神的生命。神儿子的生命的基督徒。
And by God's grace, he brought me out of being foolish and to become someone who truly has the life of the Son of God.
来活出神那永远的安排。
And to live out the eternal plan of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意我刚才说的这句话。
Let's just take note of what I just said.
这个就是第九章后半那么大段的话里边 所表达出来的那一个中心心的心思。
This is what is expressed in the later half of chapter 9. That's the theme of the later half of chapter 9.
所以从这九章开始，您就看到神智慧在那里建造房屋，指出神的儿子在那里建立教会。
So we see in the beginning of chapter 9 says wisdom has built her house is talking about the Son of God building the church.
这话特别反映在新约里面神主自己所说的。
This is specially reflected in what the Lord himself said in the Old New Testament.
主是大磐石。
That the Lord is the rock.
这话是他从彼得的谈话里面的内容显出来的。
And this is expressed in the conversation he had with Peter.
来跟随主的人如同彼得。
Those who follow the Lord are just like Peter.
虽然能碰到和磐石有关的那个性质和学习。
And even though they can touch upon the nature and the lessons that is related to the rock.
但是他们只能做小石头。
But they can only be little rocks.
但是现在神的儿子来建立教会的时候。
But now when the Son of God builds the church.
他是很明显地说出他是打一块大磐石。
Very clearly, he pointed out he is the great rock.
他要把他的教会建造在这一块大磐石上面。
And he is to build his church on this great rock.
那大磐石是什么呢？
So what is this great rock?
基督自己。
The Christ himself.
他说到他是大磐石的时候。
After he said that he is the great rock.
就引出他的那个救赎的经历。
And he brought forth the experience of his redemption.
所以我上一次也和弟兄姊妹轻轻地提到 他造就教会的整个的经历。
So last time I briefly mentioned verses is how the experience of how he built the church.
可以说是整本的圣经所记载的事。
And we can say this is what the entire Bible records.
从神创造天地一直到启示录。
From God creating the heavens and the earth to the Revelation.
当他完成了这一个的时候。
After he has accomplished this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会就给建造好了。
The church is established.
那你说建造好教会有什么目的呢？
So we will say, what is the purpose of establishing the church? We thank the Lord.
那是主在新约里面没有说得很清楚的。对不起，在福音书里面主没有完全说得很清楚。
That the Lord has not explained it very clearly in the Gospels.
但是一见到书信和特别是后来到了启示录的时候，神整个永远的计划一打开，我们才看见那一个磐石的功用是何等的大。
But when we go to the epistles, especially in Revelation, when the eternal will of God is opened up, then we will see how great the function of this rock is.
最低限度你听到主亲自在那里说，这一个大磐石，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
At the very least, you see the Lord said it himself, for this rock, the power of Hades cannot overcome it.
然后主就是说到，他要在这一个磐石的上面建造教会。
And then the Lord said that it is on this rock he will build his church.
弟兄姊妹现在看清楚那关系了。
And brothers, now you see the relationship.
为什么教会建造 在神的那个荣耀计划里头有那么重的要求和价值。
And so you see how, why the building of the church has such a great value in the eternal purpose of God.
因为他要把从你主出来的人和赐生命的主连接，成为一个新造的见证，神的见证摆在全宇宙。
Because he is connecting the man who is from death with the giver of life and to lay out this new testimony.
所以从第九章开始你就看到了。
So beginning of chapter 9, you'll see.
当这个房屋建造好了以后。
After this house is built.
主人就打发人到各处去邀请人来参来享用这个这一个建造。
The owner would send out people to invite others to enjoy this house.
这个在新约里边的记载，特别福音书里面的记载是完全连接在一起的。
And this is completely connecting to what's recorded in the Gospels.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因着这样，神自己所做的。
And because of what God has done.
从泥土出来的人。
Those who are from dust.
成为在磐石上面的教会。
They have become the church on this rock.
也成了这个磐石联合起来的一个属天的工作和组织。
And it has also become, was united with this rock, become a heavenly organization.
那所以我请弟兄姊妹们，你来留意一些第九章开始的话。
So brothers, please take note of the words in the beginning of chapter 9.
这里好像是一个启示时的预言的宣告。
And it seems like this is a prophecy, a proclamation.
第九章第一节。
Verse 1 in chapter 9.
智慧建造房屋，做成七根柱子，斩杀三处，调和直角，切把筵席，打发侍女出去。自己在城中告诉夫就说，谁是愚蒙人可以转到这里来，又对那无知的人说，你们来吃我的饼，喝我调和的酒，你们愚蒙人要舍弃愚蒙，就得存活，并要走光明的道。
We just read from verse 1 to verse 6.
就这么一看，那么短的字句就把神那个整个创造的过程那个中心点出来了。
And these few verses already pointed out the theme of God's creation.
你接受这个智慧的呼召，
If you accept the calling of wisdom,
你来寻找他，
and you seek after her,
在怎么寻找他？
And how do you seek after her?
这里已经说了，底下我再详细和弟兄姊妹们留意。
It's mentioned here, but I will go into details later with friends.
但是要紧的那个是什么呢？
But what is the important part?
你要得着神这样的一个完全的享用。
In order to fully enjoy what's prepared by God,
我们就该有一个很严肃、很重要的学习在前面。
And that we should have this very serious and important lesson.
不过，我要给弟兄姊妹看到， 以前我们提过，当人要追求智慧的时候就是寻求，但是不仅是人寻求智慧，也是特别提了智慧也来寻找人。
And I've already mentioned the Brahman Sutra before, when men seek after wisdom, it is not just men seeking after wisdom, but wisdom is also seeking after men.
这两个寻找成了一个的时候，
when these two seekings become one,
神的建造就显出来了。
God's building will be manifested.
那在这里你就留意到了。
And here we see this.
当这个筵席只是摆在那里的时候，
when this feast is laid,
神就要叫愿意寻求的人得着属天的丰富和永远的祝福。
And God will cause those who are willing to seek to gain heavenly riches and eternal blessing.
是到永远的。
It lasts to eternity.
不是只是吃一顿就吃完了。就回家。
It's not that you just enjoy this feast for one time and then you go home.
你能吃这一顿，神所要求的，神所邀请的饭啊。
If you could partake in this banquet that's invited by God.
你就留意到，这个饭，这一顿饭带来一个结局。
And then you see that this banquet brings forth a result.
你决定了自己的永远的道路。
That you will decide on your eternity.
这路是把我们带进光中。
And this way will lead us into light.
叫我们活在神的目的里。
That we can live in God's purpose.
好了，因此弟兄姊妹们就留意了。
So brothers take note.
从个人成了种子，
from individuals to sons，
那个目的乃是教会的建造。
The purpose is the building of the church。
那教会的建造是为了什么目的呢？
So what is the purpose of the building of the church？
是为了要叫真正寻找神的人，你找着路走。
So it's for those who are truly seeking after God, they will find this way。
因此从这九章开始。
So at the beginning of chapter 9,
你就看到一件事。
You will see this.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
就引出了下边好多章，几乎到最末了，都是环绕着那一个中心来告诉人，你怎么可以享用这个筵席，并且得着这个筵席所带来的一切的属天的祝福。
And from this chapter on, it will lead to many chapters after this, even to the very end. It tells us how men can enjoy this feast and also to gain the eternal blessings.
所以从现在开始，
So from this time on,
我和弟兄姊妹们就刚按着真言书本身的那个内容转方向了。
And from now on, I will switch the direction based on the content of the book of Proverbs.
真言书的前半，
the first half of the book
of Proverbs. 我们可以说是第九章以前。
Or we can say is what's before chapter 9.
那是神让人看见他们怎么活在神的面前，活出神的目的来。
And is God telling men how to live before Him, to live out His purpose?
那只是一个好像是理想，好像是一种一个认识。
It seems like it's an ideal, as a understanding.
但是不是。
But it's not.
因为从第九章开始。
Because beginning from chapter 9.
说出智慧要建造房屋的时候。就带出怎么智慧怎么的建造法。
Because it tells us that wisdom has built her house, it tells us how she is to build her house.
我先让弟兄姊妹来注意。
And brothers, first take note.
从第十章开始。
beginning from chapter 10.
一直往后一大堆的话,
and all those words that follow.
说什么?
What are they saying?
我讲很有意思。
I think it's very interesting.
他先给我们, 这个是圣经外的话, 但是他却给我们指出了你怎么回应神的心意里。
And these are the words outside of the scriptures, but it tells us how to live in God's purpose.
那弟兄姊妹，你一来到第十章,
when you come to chapter 10,
你就看到一个问题,
and you will see this issue.
你看看圣经本身上的这个小题的解说,
and if you see the subtitle of the what's recorded in the
那你怎么说呢?
What does it say?
那这一整大段的话, 一直记不到我,
all these many words almost until the very end.
他有了一个这样的指导在那里。
There's such a teaching guidance here.
弟兄姊妹，你注意那个圣经头, 第十章开始, 那个圣经头上面, 你们的小圣经, 不过中文也好, 英文也好, 都有那么一个小标题。
And you will see right on top of chapter 10 the words
that's a small subtitle.
So what is it saying, this subtitle?
他没有在讲道理。
And it's not a great doctrine.
他就是在那里讲 很实际的生活怎么做，怎么去追求，进展在神的喜悦里。
But it's very practically tell us how we can enter into the pleasure of God.
所以明显弟兄姊妹，你能看见，他是透过另一种方式在那里谈到那个如何进入实际的内容。
And we can see very clearly this is using another form, another way to help us to enter into the reality.
第十章以前你看到神要做什么?
Before chapter 10, we see what God is to do.
第十章以后就是神带领引导我们如何进入神所要我们做的。
And from chapter 10 on, it leads us, it guides us to see how we can enter into what God is to do.
但是很有意思,
but interesting.
你要留意那几个小字, 虽然不是圣经上的字, 但是他指出这段圣经的功用的时候, 有一个指导的作用在那里。
So, if we pay attention to those small words about chapter 10, even though those are not the words of the scripture, but it has a function.
我们先来留意那个小字。
So let's take note of these small words.
这个不是圣经本身, 是在那里解说圣经的那个小题。
And this is not in the original scripture. This is just subtitled to explain the scripture.
善恶勿论。 谁为真言?
It says contrast of the righteous and the wicked.
他就说出了以下的那些话。
And then it tells us what follows.
是善与恶这两个相对的东西在辩论。
It tells us these two opposite things, righteous and wicked, they are here having a debate.
这个辩论出来的结果呢, 就把人带进接受神的教导的那一个属灵的祝福里。
So the result of this debate is to bring men into God's blessing while they accept God's way.
这句话也说得清楚一点，是应该从第九章那里就开始。不过摸到实际的光景的时候，那也到了第十章。
And strictly speaking, it should have begun with at the end of chapter 9, but the reality lies in the beginning of chapter 10.
因为这是实际的生活的操练。
Because this is the exercise of our practical living.
那就碰到我们在神的面前属灵追求上的很严格很严肃的要求。
Then it tells us a very serious, solemn requirement in our spiritual pursuit.
因为他明明说了，你们变吧，变出一个结果来。如果你们变出那个是准的、对的结果，你们就活在神的喜悦里。
And so here it tells us, go ahead and debate, and after you debate and you come up with the correct conclusion,
就成为真言了。
Then it will become proper.
如果你们经过彼此的辩论，辩论来辩论去，你都看到，我们怎么辩论都摸不着神的。
But if you debate and go on and on, then you can see that no matter how you debate, you cannot touch upon God.
只是我们的意见彼此的有不调和的地方。
It's just that we have some conflicts in our opinions.
但是两三合起来。都不是神所要的。
But even if you combine them, that's not what God wants.
那就不成为真言了。
Then they would not become the proverbs.
如果你能找出这个对的那一个方向和那个内容。
But if you can find the correct direction and the substance.
那么你们就能找到能成为真言的。那个秘密了。
Then you can become the secret of the proverbs.
但是问题是在这里。
But now that's a question.
不是在乎你辩论的结果是怎么样。
It does not depend on the result of your debate.
而是在你这个人是怎么样。
But it has to do with this you, this person.
你把一些事物辩论得很清楚。
Even if you can give a very clear argument,
那个结果很明显
and the result is very clear.
但是问题不是出在辩论的过程
But the issue does not come in the process of the debate.
是出在我们这些辩论好像辩论得到了目的但是却没有把所辩论的结果成为我们的事实，生活的事实。
Even though we are debating and it seems like we have to achieve some kind of purpose, but the conclusion does not give us the reality of life.
我想我从这里先开始看这一段。
And let's take a look of this passage.
我想提起这也就够了。
I think I'll just mention.
第九章的末了，那里就提到一件事，就提出一个很实际的问题。
At the end of chapter 9, it brings forth a very practical question.
我们先留意第15-13节。
And let's take note of verse 13.
愚昧的妇人宣扬。他是愚蒙，一无所知。他坐在自己在城中高处的座位上，呼叫过路的，就是执行乞道的人，说：“谁是愚昧人，可以转到这里来？”又对那无知的人说：“偷来的水是甜的，暗吃的饼是好的。”人却不知有阴魂在他那里，他的客在阴间的深处。
We just read from 13 to 18.
九章的末了，神的灵就说出了，神说了那么许多的话，目的在哪里？
At the end of chapter 9, it tells us, Spirit of God tells us after all these words, what is the purpose?
目的是要叫这 这些接触到神的创造的救赎恩典的人，他们很清楚的知道他们走在哪里。
And it's for those who have received the redemptive grace of God, let them know where they are going.
不管你走到哪里，
No matter where you go,
那个结果一定是叫你脱离愚昧的。
The result is for you to depart from foolishness.
那你就做对的。
Then you are correct.
如果没有到了这一个地点。
And if you have not arrived to this point,
那你就做错了。
Then you are wrong.
你就没有碰到那个智慧对你的要求了。
Then you have not encountered the requirement of wisdom.
所以一转到第十章，就把那个问题说得比较实际，很有意思。
So when it comes to chapter 10, then it has become more real and more meaningful.
我不准备把它是很细细的和弟兄姊妹们提说。
And I'm not going to go into very details with brothers and sisters.
但是我举一些，要从其中举一些例子，让弟兄姊妹们知道怎么叫做脱离愚昧，怎么叫做拣选智慧。
So I will just give some examples so brothers and sisters know how to what it means by departing from folly or from foolishness and to choose the Lord.
不过第十章一开始，
by the beginning of chapter 10,
他仍然是说，
it continues to say,
这些话仍然是所罗门所说的。
These words are still the words of Solomon.
不过是没有摆进第一章到第十章第九章的内容里。
But these are not put in the words from chapter 1 to 9.
他一开始就指出那一个问题的中心来了。
At the very beginning, it points out the center of the issue.
怎么说呢？
What does it say?
智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
A wise son makes a father glad, a foolish son is a grief to his mother.
这一节圣经就把以后圣言书里面的这个内容点了出来。
And this verse points out the content of the rest of the book of the Proverbs.
你怎么可以叫我们平常一般生活上的习惯也好，心思也好，风气也好，我们活在其中，但是结果呢，我们有些人是活对的，有些人就活得像对又不对。
So while we live in the habits, the mindset of the trends of the world, how come some people can live it correctly and some people cannot?
那个基本就是在哪里？
So the basis is?
我挑一些例子给弟兄姊妹，你自己来思想，你思想过了，你再找答案啊。
And I'll give for instance some examples and you can think about them and after you think about them, you should be able to come up with the answer.
所以第十章一开始就把那个路非常准确的给我们说明。
So at the very beginning of chapter 10, it tells us very clearly about this path.
智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother.
这一节圣经是不是把第一章到第九章的话做了一个总结呢？
Isn't this verse a conclusion or summary of chapter 1 to chapter 9?
你 回头 去看的时候，你非常清楚地看到在起初的那里神指出了这一个事实， 但是也说明了一个事实，听从父亲的话，接受母亲的管教。
So if you look back, isn't it very clear? God is pointing out this fact to receive the words of your father and the instruction of your mother.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我相信弟兄姊妹不会那么快忘掉吧?
I don't think Francis will forget it so quickly.
听从父亲的话。
Listen to the words of your father.
注意神的话。
Which is to pay attention to God's words.
不要叫母亲担忧。
Do not cause a worry to your mother.
那是恩膏的教训，就是圣灵的工作，在我们里面的那个管理。
Which is the teaching of the anointing, the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
让你知道这个合宜，这个不合宜。
And we'll let you know what is appropriate and what is not.
原则给了我们。
The principles are given to us.
但是一来到实际的时候。
But when it comes to reality,
就发生难处了。
And there will be problems.
那我挑几个例子给弟兄姊妹看。
And I'll pick up some examples.
你能领会过来的时候。
If you can understand.
后面一大段提到具体的操练的呢，你摸到那条路。
Then you will be able to find a way to the practical exercise.
我要拣选这个。
That I have to choose
this. 我不拣选那个。
And I don't choose the other.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为神主的父神的话和圣灵的管理引导着我，不能离开神的管理。
Because the word of God and the government of the Holy Spirit guide me and not to depart from God's government.
那所以第十章一开始就说，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
So that's
那就是把前面的那些话来了一个总结的提醒。
So that's why in the beginning of chapter 10, the foolish son is aggrieved his mother, a wise son makes a father glad. This is the summary of all those words before it.
那你就发觉第十章以后就告诉你什么是你要拣选的。
And then you discover in chapter 10 and on, it will tell you what you are to choose.
什么是你不要拣选的?
And what are the things that you should not choose?
但是难处在，我们看下去你就知道了。
But the difficulty is something you discover as you read on.
不过有一个很主要的、很主要的事实在第十章里头先提了出来。
That's a very important fact that is brought forth in chapter 10.
那其实那里说了很多的话。
There are many words here.
你去辩论吧。
You go ahead and debate.
我不直接说了。辩论出的结果，你说我要拣选什么呢？
So as a result of your debate, you say that this is what I'll choose.
所以到了二十三节
So when it comes to verse 23,
就给了我们一个非常严肃的结论。
It gives us a very solemn conclusion.
耶和华所赐的福是使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
And verse 22 is a blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
这话的指导性很强。
And this is a very strong guidance.
说明了你在神面前所做的拣选是叫你活在神的祝福里还是不是在神的祝福里。
It tells us the choice you make before God causes you to either live in God's blessing or not.
因为神所赐的福是使人富足。
Because the blessing of the Lord makes rich.
神使人富足，这个对神来说没有难处。
God makes a man rich, for God is no
problem. 神就是要这样做。
This is what God wants to do.
但是问题在。
But the issue is.
人配不配 去接受神这个祝福。
It's whether man is worthy to receive this blessing from God.
你看这里的话很有意思，矛盾不矛盾？好像有矛盾。
It seems like these words are very interesting. They are kind of contradicting to each other.
但是并不是真实的矛盾。
But it's not truly contradicting to each other.
耶和华所赐的福。
The blessing of the Lord.
那是这个福是从耶和华来的吗
？So this blessing is from the Lord.
从耶和华来的，还会有不对的事情吗
？And any is there anything that comes from the Lord?
还会有叫我们走歪的事情吗
？Would it lead us to walk astray?
在我们的想法里，绝对是耶和华真的赐福给我们，我们就就富足，不仅是富足，并而且是不加上忧虑。
And it is true that the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Not only does it make us rich, it also adds no sorrow.
你向主有所求。
And if you ask the Lord for something,
神好像答应你。
It seems like God has answered you.
你接受了这一个好像就答应的知识。
And after you receive this seemingly the answer from God,
你说哎呀，我得了神自己指导，我找到路了。
And you said I have received guidance from the Lord. I have received this guidance.
但是这里给我们看到一个问题。
But here it tells us.
你心思上可以在那里骗自己，我向神寻求的，神答应了我。
You can deceive yourself in your mind saying that whatever I ask of God, God has given to me already.
但是很矛盾的这些事实在那里出现了。
But there's something that's contradictive to it.
我以为是神的赐福。
I thought this is a blessing from God.
结果我接受到这些事不愿看见神的赐福。
But after I receive it, I don't see the blessing.
相反的只看见好像我里面更多了一些重担。加上来
On the contrary, I did not receive any blessing, but there's more burden in my heart.
那究竟你这个拣选是对的还是不对的
So the choice that you made, whether it's right or wrong.
主的话在这里没有给我们辩论的余地
But the words of the Lord did not
他就告诉你一个事实
Give us any ground to debate. It tells
如果是耶和华所赐的福
If this is a blessing from the Lord
一定使你富足
It will for sure make you rich
弟兄姊妹要注意
Versus,
这个富足不是说的属地的富足
This riches is not the earthly riches
啊，可以包括属地的赐福
It could include riches
但是不一定是属地属地的祝福
But it does not necessarily have to be an earthly wish
但是不管是属地有没有祝福
But whether or not is a
如果你找 你在神面前有些等候等又等候出一些结果这个结果叫你以为神答应了但实际神使你的忧虑平静安稳的感觉失去了
and you waiting on God and then you receive the result that seemingly God has answered you but actually
那你怎么解
释呢? God has given you sorrow and you lose your peace and joy
你要你所以为自己以为的那个祝福还是你发觉到神用外面和里面在带领叫你里面失去了安静
so,
背上了重担
What would you choose? Would you choose that blessing that you consider is given by God or are you going to experience the guidance from within and without that you are having a burden in your heart?
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
那你说了你做哪一个决定呢
What would you say? Which choice would you make?
这是一个头一个事情。
So this is the first matter.
那么然后我就再找一些再找一个地方。
And I'll look for another place.
弟兄姊妹们就 非常非常，我不详细来找这个，我只是找出来说我们怎么在神面前来学习。
And I won't go into details, but I just wanted to point out how we should learn before
the Lord. 弟兄姊妹可以先翻到十六章。
And brothers, so let's go to chapter 16.
第一节。
Verse 1.
心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
We just read verse 1 and 2.
弟兄姊妹，你说那个答案是什么？
Princesses, what is the answer?
是对还是不对？
Is it right or wrong?
在人是对。
For man it's right.
在神不对。
But for God it's not.
弟兄姊妹，看到这个问题吗？
Princesses, do you see?
在人看来没什么难处啊，
For,
可以接受啊。
In man's eyes, there's no problem. We can accept it.
但是在神看来呢？
But in God's eyes,
在神看来是有点难处。
In God's eyes, there is some problem.
你那个话是这样说。唯有耶和华衡量人心。
And these are the words, but the Lord weighs the motives.
那这个又是一样，给我们看到，我们要留意的是神的心意是什么，而不是我们以为对的那些安排。
So what we need to pay attention is God's will, and it's not something that we consider correct.
为什么会有这个样子的呢？
Why is it this way?
十六章末了也提了一件事情。
At the end of chapter 16, it mentions another matter.
有一条路，二十五节。
Verse 25.
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡的路。
There's a way which seems right to a man, but it ends its way of death.
啊，那字句已经很清楚告诉我们。
So the words are really very clear.
你不能凭外表
，you cannot
那些好处或者是合理的处，你就定规了。我要这样走。
You cannot decide your way based on the outward benefits.
啊，还有一些很有意思的。
Also, there are some other very meaningful.
你看到十七章。
In chapter 17,
第一节
verse 1,
试验满屋，大家相争，不论有块饼干，大家相安。
Better is a dry morsel in quietness with it than a house full of feasting and with strife.
怎么解释？
How do we explain this?
弟兄姊妹，你把它很实际的摆在你家中的生活。
If you put it practically into your family life,
你天天在那里设宴满屋，
every day you have a big feast,
招呼朋友，
and you invite your friends.
但是实际呢，你的家就搞得一塌糊涂。
But in reality, your home, your family is a mess.
夫妻的关系也好，儿女跟父母的事情也好，你自己实在该做的事情也好。
Whether it's a relationship between a husband and wife, between children and parents, and whatever you need to do.
设宴满屋，那就是说。绝对不是一个普通人。
When it says a house full of feasting, it's not talking about people who are ordinary people.
按理来说，像这个一定很富足、很富足的人。
And it should be someone who is very wealthy.
他还跟谁争呢？
So who is he striving with?
但是我们常看到这一些了，你在报纸上你看的，你看到松地达邦之是为了谁承受遗产的问题。
But in reality, in the news, in the newspaper, we see that the brothers suing each other, taking each other to court because of issues of inheritance.
其他类似的事情，我们就提列提不到那么许多了，因为天天在那里都发生。
Yeah, there are many more than we can count because they happen every day.
你只要一翻开报纸，你就看到。
As long as you open up the newspaper, you will see this.
父母和儿女也。这样
It's the same way for parents and children.
很富有
They are very wealthy.
吃宴满屋
The house full of feasting.
你知道那个富足的情形
And you can see how wealthy they are.
他也许是兄弟和兄弟之间比较你看谁有人羡慕的地方。
Maybe it's comparison between brothers and see who is more of a target of envy.
但是结果是，我看见你今天这个样，那我又做一个的比你这个更好。
But what happens is I see you doing this today and then I will do something better than you.
他那个看见，他就这样比，我们就跟你比了。
And then when somebody sees someone like this, they want to compare.
你看比来比去，就失去了和气。
And they compare and they compete with one another, then they lose peace.
所以在这里说，这也满屋大家相争，好事吧？
So here, a house full of feasting was
right. 吃宴满屋是好事。
Is it a good thing? It's a good thing of a house full of feasting.
引出结果是相争的，那就不算是好事。
But if the result is bringing forth stripes, then it's not a good thing.
但是你这个这种事情，虽然你看得见，也听得见，但是你觉得也没什么大不了吧。
And even though you can see and hear, you say it might not be such a big deal.
如果我们从字面来留意，我们觉得一定是这样。
And if we just pay attention to the words, we say this is the way.
但是一加上上面的那一句
，But as soon as you add the following
sentence, 整个事情就变了质了。
Then the whole nature is turned around.
整个事情怎么变了质呢
？How has nature changed?
他说，不如，不如。
He says better.
比不上，不如。
Oh, it's not.
不如什么？有块饼干，大家相安。
This is better. It's a dry morsel and quietness with it.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的是缺乏到一个地步，只有一块饼干。
My sisters, if you're in such lacking that you only have a dry morsel.
你也有你家里的不管管家里的人的你要反正跟你接触在一起的你能让一块饼干每个人要咬一口总比较肚子饿一点点容易受一口吧
And if you're drying this dry morsel with whoever's with you it's better than you having an empty stomach and be hungry
有这么些，你碰到神指出一些这些个问题，真的是碰到我们这个人本性里面的堕落。
And when God points out these issues, it truly touch upon the fallen nature of our nature.
我只有一块饼干，我要给你。
If I just have a dry morsel, I have to give it to you.
我吃了也没有饱足。那要把它分给你。
Even if I eat it, I won't be full, and I still have to share it with you.
哈，但是主的话在那说。
But here the word of the Lord says.
大家相安。
There's quietness.
你说根本， 弄一个接下来的例子出来，只有把我们搞糊涂了。
And you said such an example can only confuse us.
不，弟兄姊妹们，我现在把那个秘密点一点，看看弟兄姊妹们你能否领会。
And for sisters, I'll just point out the secret and see if you can understand.
听这些话，说做这些话，行这些话的人是谁？
Who are the people who hear these words and do these words?
是谁？
Who are those?
需要准备做完的人呢？
Those are the ones preparing to.
别忘了这一个很基本，前面我们一直所看下来的那一个身份。
Do not forget about this identity.
你站在一个。不管你当时有没有坐上王位，但是你是要做王的人。
It doesn't matter whether you have become king, but you will be king.
你既然是一个做王的人
，since you are someone who is to be king，
你怎么可以就是光去注意到你的日常生活里头的跟别人比富贵，地位站错了，事情做错了。
How can you compare with others in terms of wealth that you are standing in the wrong position? You're doing something wrong.
我们读真言，你读下去的时候，它有很多个例子举出来，你不去想是没问题，你就去一想，它本身就矛盾。但是你怎么能说？
Many more examples given in the book of Proverbs. If you don't think about it, that's no problem. But if you think about it, they seem contradictory to each other.
那还有，我再举一个例子给弟兄姊妹。
And I'll give you yet another example.
啊，我们先翻到二十章。
Let's go to chapter 20.
翻到二十章的时候。
When we go to chapter 20.
第一节
，Verse 1，
酒能使人色盲，浓酒使人眩样，凡因酒错误，就无智慧。
Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise.
这是我们常见的事。
This is something we see often.
许多人不常常因为醉酒闹事。
Many people, after they're drunk, they cause trouble.
但是你留意到一个地方。
But take note of one place.
那个地方说什么呢？
What does it say there?
是说到，你说喝酒对不对？
I forgot where it's coming from, but let me first say this. Is it right to drink?
没有人说喝酒不对。
Nobody says it's incorrect to drink.
但是真言里面就说到这个日常生活里头的，说到喝酒这个事情，他定了一点说。
But in the Proverbs, it talks about this matter of daily living, about drinking. It tells us.
你不要喝酒。
Don't drink.
究竟喝还是不喝
？So should we drink or should we not？
你说连保罗劝提摩太也是这样，你进来胃口不好，可以用点酒。
Because even Paul told Timothy that because of your stomach problem, you should use a little wine.
你再看看在圣经里有好些记载，也是记载到那么。他们说喝酒。
And you see other places in the Bible tells us that the people who are drinking.
在人中间是更有意思。
And even more,
指出了酒是人间最美的事之一。
And it tells us among men, wine is one of the best things in life.
但是真言宿舍是说你不要喝酒。
But in the book of Proverbs it tells us do not drink.
为什么？
Why is that?
没有别的。
With no other
reason. 很清楚地指出一件事。
Very clearly it points out one thing.
因为你是王。
Because you are a king.
你是王，喝酒把事情耽误了。
Because if you're a king and you drink, then
你要承担起的责任重过你所喜欢的物件上的喜乐。
Because you have to weigh between what your responsibility and the pleasure.
还有更有意思的。
And more interestingly,
圣经好像也教导人，你碰到有人有难。生活上有难处，你去帮助他们，那是要做的。
The Bible tells us if you come across people with difficulty, you should help them.
能不能只是在那里说啊，我为你祷告，但是我也看着你，在困苦里面的不没有实际的帮助。
And you cannot just say that I will pray for you, but you do not offer any practical help.
神说，神在这里说你。他这不是这样说，你好，你就想着去帮助他。
And God says that you should go ahead and help him.
你妈妈就在那里告诉你说不要。
But your mother would tell you not to.
就你要还是不要
？So should you or should you not?
你说我要做神喜悦的事情啊，神喜悦的怜悯人啊，我现在就是超越我怜悯悯的人啊。
Then you say that God, I want to do what God wants me to do. God said to be merciful to others.
但是那里就说他母亲不答应。
But here says that your mother tells you not to.
问题的弟兄姊妹要注意了。
But Francis,
你不要把它放作是我们平常人生活里边的那个那种表达。
Do not apply it to our daily living.
你留意到真言里面所提到这一个，就脱不了属天的事，属天的和学习在哪里。
And you know what's mentioned in the book of Proverbs, it has to do with heavenly learning. If your mother does not agree,
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹现在应该懂了，你起初也学不懂。
Maybe you didn't know before.
你现在应该懂。
Now you should know.
这里不是真是说你肉身的母亲。
It's not talking about your mother in the flesh.
是说在你里面做那个恩膏的启发的那位圣灵。
It's talking about the anointing, the Holy Spirit within you.
有什么原因他有需要你不去帮助他。
What is the reason that this person has a need and you
don't offer help? 当然我们不知道他当里头具体的起什么事。
We're not mentioning anything about this practically.
因为这个事情又回到一个很基本的东西。
Because this brings us back to something very basic.
是不是在那里会给你留意到你是谁？
The Holy Spirit will lead you to consider who you are.
你是王啊。
You are a king.
你做的不是这些小事啊。
You're not to take care of these,
你做这些小事你做王就不必做了。
If you're just taking care of these minute matters, you shouldn't be a king.
一天到晚到晚你都要应付这一些。
All day long, you have to take care of these things.
所以圣灵就让说这些做让底下的人去做。你就不要去做。因为你是王你做的也是大事。不是这小事。
So the Holy Spirit is telling us, let others take care of this. You are a king, you should take care of great matters, not small matters.
留意到真言在说许许多多的那个具体的例子，在我们看来矛盾的很，怎么可以这样？
So that's why there are many examples in the book of Proverbs. Seems like they're contradictory. So for us, it's hard to understand.
好像刚才我要找的呢，给你们彻忘记了。弟兄姊妹，你好，你可以留意到的。
So, brothers and sisters, you can take note.
做王的不喝酒。
So, can a king drink?
为什么？
A king cannot drink. Why is that?
我做王不喝酒。
I'm a king and I cannot drink.
我连这个权柄都没有。
Do I not even have this authority?
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们摸到那个关键了。
Now we are touching the key.
怎么在神面前学习活在神的喜悦里呢？
How do we learn to live in a way that's pleasing to God?
从第十章开始，一直往后看。
Starting from chapter 10,
每一件事情，主是摆，都是把那一个，把那一个问题摆出来。
For every matter, God is laying out this fact.
不管他以什么事情来做那个，比喻。
And no matter what examples he's giving.
他那个那里一个意义是很清楚的，总是提醒你，你是谁。
The issue is very clear. It's always reminding you who you are.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是我。
You are a king.
别人喝酒是别人的事，你喝酒是可以耽误大国家大事。
Because if other drinks, that's his matter. But if you drink, you can ruin something that's important.
当然哪里说到那个酒好像人以为就是普通喝一点点，不，他们所提的是酗酒。
So here it talks about drinking and people think it's just drinking a little bit of wine, but it's not, it's being drunk.
我就把这许许多多归纳出来。
So I'll just conclude all these things.
弟兄姊妹要注意。
But sisters take note.
这是什么？
What is this about?
这是神在实际生活的里边给我们的考验。
This is a test in our real life.
你究竟是谁？
Who are you?
如果你一直注意到我就是一个平常人，我什么事情都无所谓。
And if you think that you're an ordinary person, so everything's okay.
但是神的话一直在这样提醒，你们是王。
But God's words continue to remind us, you are
king. 你们必须要活出王的那一个属天的样式啊。
You must live out this heavenly reality of being a king.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一回到实际的光景里面去的时候。
When we go back to reality.
弟兄姊妹你就不能不注意了。
And sisters, you must take note.
这许许多多是把我们带去一个学习。
All these are leading us to this lesson.
什么学习？
And what is this lesson?
我是我。
I am me.
主是主。
The Lord is the Lord.
我是我的主人。
I am my own master.
主是我的客人。
The Lord is only my guest.
还是。
Or.
我不敢说再是我。
I dare not to continue to say it is I.
因为在我个人和我一家一生的里面所经历的是神做我们的主。
Because for myself and my family in our entire life, we experience that God is our Lord.
我们怎么能把许许多多很复杂或者说很不容易体会的事情找到对的路来行呢？
And how can we find the right way to walk on among all these complex issues?
箴言书就不住的在那里提醒。
The book of Proverbs continues to remind
听父亲的话
to remind us to listen to the word of the Father
领受母亲的训诲
and to receive the instruction from our mother.
这个话在说的旧约里边的时候能领会的人恐怕不是很多。
And it would be rather few that can understand in the Old Testament.
但是今天活在新约里的呢
But today,
能领会的人是多一些但是也不多不会多了太多。
Those who live in the New Testament, there are more that can understand it, but not that much more.
因此我们如果我们要在真言书里面看见主的路
So in order to see the way of the Lord in the book of Proverbs
还是回到 一个最基本的东西。
We need to return to the very basic.
什么东西呢？
And what is that?
罗马书十二章第一节。
Is in Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
做一个奉献的人。
To be someone who consecrates himself.
把主权交给主的人。
To turn over our sovereignty to the Lord.
如果不这样行走。
If we don't walk like this.
弟兄姊妹们，属天的路我们走不上。
That we cannot walk on this heavenly way.
当然你说不是要走属天的路，也许你会碰到有一些你想不到的难处。
And of course, if we are to walk on this heavenly way, we can encounter some hardship that we cannot imagine.
但是主是现在给我们学习的时候。
But now the Lord is leading us to learn.
今天下午本来我还要和弟兄姊妹说引这些例子来说一些事。
I was going to use these examples to say something else to brothers and sisters.
但是第一没时间了，过时了。
But because we don't have time.
我本来盼望两次就这篇结束，这个
I was hoping to conclude the book of Proverbs in two more sharings.
还是差要两次才能结束这篇。
I think there will be two more times, two more sharings before we can conclude.
不过我也想和弟兄姊妹们用那一首诗歌来结束。
But I'd like to end with a hymn with brothers and sisters.
虽然没有给我们带到那个中心的心思。
Even though it does not bring us to the theme.
但是却把那个方向给我们指得很明确清楚。
But it points out the direction to us very clearly.
我们先来唱完那首诗，我们就请弟兄姊妹多少？
494.
It's hymn 494.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
因为你继续的向我们说话。
Because you continue to speak unto us.
你告诉我们，我们是做王的人。
Remind us that we are those who are to be kings.
我们，你告诉我们是智慧在让你建造房屋。
You tell us wisdom builds her house.
叫我们真是拣选智慧，不活在愚昧的里面。叫我们只有知道，当我们让基督做王的时候，主啊，我们才能够有真正的富足，没有忧虑。叫我们真正的与你在生命里面的有联合，叫我们实在做一个奉献的人。叫我们知道王的心意，叫我们知道宝座的光景。叫我们今天就做智慧的拣选，让基督在我们的身上，我们被建造在这磐石上。叫我们做一个讨你喜悦的人，叫我们实在知道敬畏耶和华才是智慧的开端，认识至圣者才是聪明。
That we may be those who are wise, and that we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
We give you all the praise.
求你继续建造你自己的教会，叫我们实在能够做一个配得这座王生命的人。感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.